tonight's pregame show is presented by Boomer's Steakhouse and Catering, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night.
And welcome back to the Roundhouse with studio engineer Seth Tollefson, Justin Fluke with you. It's boys basketball now, Hiawatha and Perry LeCompton. First game decided by a last-second tip-in off a missed free throw. Perry won at 47-46. They missed the free throw that would have tied the game, but they tipped it in as time expired to win by one at home. Jared Swafford, the seventh-year head coach of Perry LeCompton. They're 9-7 on the season. They've won three consecutive games coming into tonight. They've had a lot of close ones as well. Perry is 3-3 in games decided by 3 points or less. That's right, six games that have been decided by 3 points or less, including the meeting against Hiawatha back on January the 8th. For Hiawatha, they are 4-12 on the year under third-year head coach Gary Smith. Hiawatha has tried to recover from an 0-5 start to the season, and of course a couple weeks late with practices and such as well. Four wins this year, one of them in the league against Sabetha. They've also beaten Rossville, Horton, and Troy. So Hiawatha and Perry LeCompton here tonight. Hiawatha's first game since last Friday when they lost to Horton. Perry LeCompton also has not played since last Friday. They won a three-point game against Riverside. They had won a one-point game against Silver Lake last week as well, and a six-point win over Jeff West. So there's more of those games we're talking about. 3-3 in games decided by three or less, but 6-3 in games decided by six or less. So nine of Perry LeCompton's 16 games have been decided by six or fewer, and they're 6-3 in those nine games. Let's get you the starting lineups tonight, brought to you by Holthaus Auto House. Check out their lineup of used vehicles on the lot in Fairview and online at holthausautohouse.com. The starters for Jared Swafford's team include 6'1 senior Parker Stone, the leading scorer at 17 points per game. 6' senior Brad Robb joins him in the backcourt. Also 5'10 junior Caden Dolman, 5'11 senior Dawson Williams, and 6'1 sophomore Gunner Ball, leading rebounder, 8.5 boards a game for Gunner Ball. Williams, Dolman, Robb, and Stone for the Cause, 9-7 on the year. For Hiawatha and Coach Gary Smith, the home team in white with the red numerals, letters, and trim. Their starters include 5'9 senior Trent Kolb in the backcourt with 6' senior Alex Rocky. The leading scorer is Carson Gilbert, a 5'11 junior. He averages over 17 points per game. Also, Mitch Bryan, a 6'2 senior, and back into the starting lineup after missing the last few games, Austin Kofelt, a 6'1 senior, averaging 9 points and 8 boards. That leads the team in rebounding per night. Kofelt had concussion protocol that cost him the last few games, but he's back at it, ready to go here tonight for the Hawks. So it's Kofelt and Bryan, who also missed a couple games, Gilbert, Rocky, and Kolb for the 4-12 squad coached by Gary Smith. Hope you enjoy it. We're streaming online worldwide and free audio at mscsports.net. Also teaming up with the Hiawatha journalism class and students for the live video feed here in this boys game as well. Perry LeCompton will have the ball out of bounds to begin things, moving left to right on your radio dial here in the first half. And Hiawatha will match up man-to-man defensively as Gilbert on Robb. Up top is Dawson Williams, near side to Robb. He's been heating it up as of late, especially behind the arc. Here's a drive by Caden Dolman, and the shot up and good. Dolman scores the first points of the contest. Now a deflection and a travel on Trent Kolb as Hiawatha turns it over their first trip up the floor. Robb averages 9 points a game. Dolman averages 9 points a game. And Gunner Ball is 10 points a game. So real good balance for Perry, team that scores the basketball well, over 53 points a game. It's about 8 more points than Hiawatha's average so far this season. Gunner Ball over to Dolman, and now Robb finds Stone. He's open, 3-point shot, and he hit it. A big hit there for Parker Stone, who's been struggling a little bit with his shot lately, still averaging 17 a night. But he hits the three there, and quickly Perry LeCompton is up 5-0. Ball into the backcourt, deflected, and Robb able to get it. Fakes, then goes up and missed it, but got fouled. And Hiawatha with their second turnover of the night. This time Brad Robb going to get a couple of free throws as Gary Smith will visit with one of his seniors, Alex Rocky. Very senior-heavy team, but Hiawatha graduated 4 starters off last year's squad that averaged combined 50 points and 20 boards a game. had a really experienced senior class a year ago. And most of the guys playing varsity this year were on the JV squad last year. They went 15-1 last year on the JV, but that hasn't translated into varsity success here, at least so far this year. First free throw good for Brad Robb. Second free throw good as well. About an 80% free throw shooter. Perry among the best in the Big 7 league, making 72% of their free throws as a team. And they're out to a 7-0 lead here early. And now a foul as Gilbert tries to split a double team. And a foul, the first one against Perry LeCompton. It's going against Brad Robb. So in two of the last three games, Brad Robb has scored 19 and 16. So he has certainly heated up. Trent Kolb to Kofelt, and he traveled. Got practices in the last couple days after missing time for the Red Hawks, but now three turnovers on Gary Smith's squad. After Gilbert's 17.5, it's Kofelt and Alex Rocky, both scoring about 9 a game for Hiawatha. Robb has it into the half court for Perry LeCompton, trying to win their fourth game in a row tonight. Stone off to Gunner Ball, and now back to Parker Stone. Goldman gets it near side to Robb. There he is, a three, switched it in. Boy, Robb really shooting with some confidence. And in rhythm that time, it's a 10-0 start for Perry, and Coach Smith has to be contemplating a timeout. Gilbert in the backcourt, defended by Dolman, collides with Robb, but he didn't get set. Still moving his feet and picking up his second foul. So Robb just hit the triple and has scored 5, but now he's got 2 fouls and going to have to come out as Caden Tarwater, a 6-foot senior, comes in here for Perry LeCompton. 6:28 to go in the first quarter. Hiawatha 3 turnovers, looking to get that goose egg off the scoreboard. Gilbert, a guy that can get it done. He fakes, drives, stripped but fouled. And that's 3 fouls now against Perry LeCompton. And Gilbert will head to the free throw line to shoot 2. Carson, a 66% free throw shooter, had a career night with 27 points against Riverside earlier this season. Free throw is short. Hiawatha about 61% as a team shooting free throws. Big difference in three-point shooting for these two teams is the Cos have made 2 already. They've made 79 threes on the year, and Hiawatha's only made 42. So almost 2-1, three-pointers made this season. Perry over Hiawatha in a fight for the rebound. Several players on the deck. Before Stone could rip it away, Kofeld had partial control, and the jump ball will award it to Hiawatha. So both free throws missed by Carson Gilbert, but Hiawatha gets the tie-up and another chance to score, falling down early here 10-0. Inbounds to Gilbert. He'll shoot the 3 over Tarwater. It's short. Tarwater with the rebound. Caden has started a couple games this year. Newcomer on the Perry LeCompton basketball team. Gets it near side to Dolman. And now Dawson Williams over to a wide open Tarwater. 3-pointer is short. Kofelt rebounds. Out of a double team, he flips the ball to Kolb. Right to left move the Redhawks. Long pass, and Rocky able to save it in the near corner. Almost falling out of bounds with this momentum taking him there. Good job by Alex Rocky. Now Mitch Bryan lobs it to Kofelt. Beautiful pass, and Austin finishes. Redhawks on the board. Austin Kofelt scores. Mitch Bryan the assist, and a timeout by Coach Gary Smith as he'll try to settle the troops here after Perry LeCompton jumped to a 10-0 lead here in this game. 5:34 to go, first quarter. We'll step away for a 30-second timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, just west of Whiting, online at popcorngifts.net.
The Midwest Best Prime Rib is just a stone throw away every Friday and Saturday night. Head down to Boomer's Steakhouse to thrill your taste buds with exceptional food and excite your night with their friendly atmosphere. Boomer's is your date night destination with access to our outdoor patio and full bar. Also, your lunch hour lounge with comfortable indoor seating and daily lunch specials. Don't waste another minute. Come down to Boomer Steakhouse, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night, 4th and Colorado, in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back to action out of the timeout. Perry LeCompton with the basketball. Same 5 on the floor for both these teams. The Redhawks will still play man-to-man defense. Gunner Ball off the dribble. Skips it over to Parker Stone. He's defended by Alex Rocky. A runner down the lane. Tried to bank it in. No. And off Williams out of bounds. It'll be Hiawatha basketball. 5:11 to play here in the first quarter. Three fouls against Perry, and two of those on Brad Robb, who's on the bench with 5 points here already. Trent Kolb will handle it, get it to Kofeld across the timeline. Now back to Kolb. Alex Rocky on the near side, looking to go baseline. Nothing there. Hiawatha won a tight JV boys game by 3 points. Perry missed a tying shot. Another high-low, Brian to Kofeld, and a foul down low on Caden Dolman. So Kofeld will get a couple free throws. Hiawatha scored on that earlier with Mitch Bryan bringing his defender up to the top of the key and finding Kofeld down low. Austin, 47% free throw shooter. Takes two dribbles, shoots, and rattles it in. 3 points for Austin Kofeld early in his return tonight. Four fouls now against Perry LeCompton, and just one for the Redhawks so far. Kofeld's second free throw, a little long. Rebound control by Dolman, or Ball, rather. Gunner Ball brings it up the court. Perry kind of a five-guard type of offense. Ball all the way, and a charge foul as Mitch Bryan sliding over just in time, getting set. Mitch Bryan drawing the charge. Done that several times this season. And the foul on Gunner Ball is his first personal. Five of the six fouls now against Perry LeCompton, despite a 10-3 lead. Hiawatha breaks the press. Kolb keeps the dribble. Spins around and gets it over to Alex Rocky. Perry, just like Hiawatha, playing man-to-man defense. Another high-low pass, but Stone intercepts this one, intended again for Kofeld. Lob ahead to Ball. Tough catch. Kicks it back out. Tarwater to Stone for the open three. You betcha. Parker Stone with another triple, his second, and the Cause third. And Gary Smith, frustrated, going to the bench and calling his second timeout. As Perry back up 10, it's 13-3. We're going to keep it here with 4:20 to go in this first quarter. And remind you that our postgame show tonight, presented by Be Outdoors Real Estate, will include a player to bank on that's brought to you by the Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. Three threes for Perry LeCompton. Unselfish passing there. This is a team that's kind of like a five-guard lineup. Most of these guys started last year. They're missing Blake Farmer, big guy, 6'6 inside, and Bargan Ratzliff graduated as well. He was a big 6'6 guy, so Perry bringing back guys that were at State just a couple years ago and placed third. They went 22-3, third at State. They were also at State in 2018 and won 20 games. Last year, Perry fell to a record of 15-7, still a great year, but lost in sub-state to Royal Valley. Hiawatha basketball, almost half the first quarter gone by. Ashton Rocky's checked in for the first time, a sophomore. Gilbert gets it to Ashton Rocky. Now Kofeld, a three in the far corner, high off the rim, no. Rebound, Dolman had it, trying to hang on and rip it away, and a foul on Hiawatha. Dolman missed a couple games earlier this season as well. Perry got a late start, kind of like Hiawatha. Hiawatha couldn't practice because the school district wouldn't allow it for the first few weeks. Only school in northeast Kansas and most of the state that had that happen, and kind of been playing catch-up all year. Gary Smith talked about he had COVID. He had three players injured a couple weeks ago. It's all just kind of happened for Hiawatha. But for Perry, of course, they made it to the 3A state football championship game again this year. Second year in a row to get to state football after 2 years of the state basketball tournament in Hutch. And so Perry played three games before they had more than two practices earlier this season. They've been playing a little catch-up as well. Inbounds to Tarwater. Perry's got the ball. Two fouls on Trent Kolb now of Hiawatha. Ashton Rocky went back to the bench. Alex returned. Here's an open three by Ball on the far side, and that one's no good, but Williams gets the rebound. Dawson, kind of a glue guy, 5 points, five boards a game, does all the little things. This pass too high, thrown away over the head of Tarwater for Perry LeCompton. It's just their first turnover of the night. Kind of missed Dawson. Always enjoyed watching him play the last couple years. He, along with Parker Stone and Rob, some of these guys are part of the state tournament teams, but Williams always wore the goggles, the glasses. Doesn't have them this year. Here's Tarwater in transition, missing it. Ball tipped it, and he gets tackled. And a foul. It'll go against Austin Kofeld this time. That's foul number four against Hiawatha. And personal number one on Austin Kofeld. Perry will inbound underneath their own basket, leading 13-3. Inbounds to Ball. Quick shot up, right side of the lane. No good. Kofeld with the board. Trent Kolb looking ahead. Nothing there in transition as we'll go under 3 minutes to play here in the opening quarter. Bad pass by Alex Rocky, but Kofeld somehow winds up with the ball and gets fouled. Not a great pass there by Alex, but somehow landed in Austin Kofeld's hands. And trying to make the best of it, he went up with the shot, and now we'll head to the line. Foul against Dawson Williams of Perry LeCompton, his first personal, team foul number 6. Kofeld made one of two earlier and makes the first one again this trip to the line. 4 points now. All 4 of Hiawatha's points have been scored by Austin Kofeld. 2 dribbles, pushes it up, and scores again. So 5 now for Kofeld. 1 field goal and 3 free throws. 5 minutes of the game gone by. Perry's lead is 8, and a double dribble there is Gunner Ball brought it across half court, went to pass to Stone. It was still in the back court, and then took another dribble after stopping with it as Perry's committed back-to-back turnovers. And Gunner Ball will go to the bench. Coach Jared Swafford pulled him out. He took a seat on the back row, but Swaff over to say, hey, don't worry about it. Forget about it. Take a quick rest. Clear the head. Get ready to go back in. Gilbert drives, kicks out to Kofeld. Now Alex Rocky near side to Cole. It's Brian working the high post area against Perry's man-to-man defense. Alex Rocky gets it. He's defended now by Ty Williams, who just checked in, a 6'2 sophomore for Perry LeCompton. Gilbert drives, pulls up, little runner good. Carson on the board. Had 16 in the first game against Perry this year, and Hiawatha nearly getting the steal. Good hustle pressure there by Alex Rocky. Hiawatha will keep up some full court pressure. Ty Williams will help handle the basketball. About the only underclassman besides Gunner Ball, Ty Williams, about the only two playing any varsity for Coach Swafford in his 7th season at Perry. The coordinator of the Cons football team as well. Here's Williams. That's Dawson. Nice feed and the layup good on the left side by Caden Tarwater. Nice pass by Dawson Williams. And doing the little things, putting Perry back up by 8. Gilbert to Kolb, who will reset things, dribbling near half court. Over on the right side to Alex Rocky. Kofeld now threw it away into the hands of Tarwater. Hiawatha with their 4th turnover. Tarwater lays it in transition. Nice finish there by Caden Tarwater. One-hand bounce pass up the court, stolen away. Not a good decision there by Kolb as Hiawatha turns it over 2 times here consecutively. And Perry now looking to add to a 10-point lead. Dawson Williams out to Williams for 3. That's tied. It spun around and came out. Gilbert rebounds. He turns and has a 3-on-2. Down the middle, all the way. Gilbert coast-to-coast for the score. Basket by Carson Gilbert. Nobody stopped the basketball, and we go under a minute remaining here in the first quarter. 17-9. Perry led a few times by 10. Dawson Williams bounces it to Ty Williams. Wanted it back. Now they get it to him. And a little fadeaway from Dawson is swished in. 6-foot jumper left of the lane. Dawson Williams, the 5th different player to score for Perry LeCompton. Lead back to 10. It's 19-9. Gilbert double teamed in front of the Perry bench without the dribble. And he throws it off the chest of Caden Tarwater and out of bounds. Ashton Rocky in. Trent Kolb goes out for the Redhawks. 33 seconds to go. 10 fouls here in the first quarter. 6 of those on Perry. 2 on Brad Robb, who remains on the bench. Kofeld to trigger it in. Ashton Rocky, Hiawatha's lone sophomore, playing much varsity this year. Kofeld. Gilbert defended by Tarwater. Again, takes him off the dribble. Kicks it out to Ashton. Top of the key, Kofeld. 15 seconds to shoot. Kofeld had the first 5. Now Gilbert scored 4 in a row, and he's fouled on the floor, but it's a 1-1, as that's Perry's 7th foul of the half. Gunner Ball will come back in, and this personal on Parker Stone. His first. Williams goes out for a quick rest. Kofeld will get an extended break as well here in the first quarter. 1-1 for Gilbert. Missed 2 free throws earlier, but makes this one. Carson will get the bonus free throw and now has 5 points on the night. second free throw good. Iwatha within eight again. See if Perry gets a good look. Stone quickly into the half court in the corner. Three-point shot is good. Swished in by Caden Tarwater from Stone, and the three-quarters court heave off the window, missed by Ashton Rocky, and now it's an 11-point lead here at the end of one quarter. Perry Lecompton 22, Hiawatha 11. With one quarter down, we take a one-minute timeout. Big 7 League basketball on the final Friday of the regular season here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now more than ever, it's all about connection. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. Whether you're attending a virtual conference, video chatting with family, or binge watching your favorite TV show, Rainbow has an internet plan that will fit your household needs. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
What's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to the Roundhouse with studio engineer Seth Tollefson. Justin Fluke with you. Perry Lecompton with the basketball. They got a three-pointer at the end of the first quarter by Caden Tarwater, and they lead 22-11. Now with the ball, Brad Robb back out there. He's got two personal fouls. Gunner Ball, Parker Stone, Dawson Williams re-entered, and Caden Dolman. And here's ball missing, but a rebound by Dolman. Left block, back up, and that fell off. And a push foul against, looks like it's on Hiawatha trying to get the rebound as Dolman maybe got pushed there. It is a foul on Ashton Rocky of the Redhawks, his first personal. Tarwater into that first quarter with a team-high 7 points for Perry Lecompton. The Cos made 4 3-point buckets in that quarter. Gunner Ball to Brad Robb. See if he can stay hot. No, missed that three badly, but an offensive rebound chased down by Dawson Williams. He'll pull up from 15 and got a friendly bounce off the rim, hit the glass, and fell through. Dawson Williams now with 4 points, and Perry's extended their biggest lead of the night. Up by a baker's dozen now. Remember, they started the game on a 10-0 run. Ashton Rocky over to Alex Rocky. Brothers playing a little catch 1 minute into the second quarter. 24-11. Hiawatha trailed in the second half by over 30 points in their last game last Friday against Holton. Played without Kofeld in that game. Also still missing for the Redhawks is Joel Bryan. Here's a three missed by Gilbert. And Perry's got the rebound. Joel Bryan out for the year, broke his hand. He was averaging 7 points a game. Dolman threw a double team and takes it in for the layup. Caden Dolman now with 4. He just split two defenders and lays it in. And a third timeout called by Gary Smith here in this first half. We'll step away. 6:28 to go till the break. High fives for Coach Swaff and company as Perry Lecompton now up 26-11. Here early in the second frame. Our timeout's courtesy of Schlegel's homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. We'll be back in half a minute on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Because there was value investing in our community for generations to come, Kellerman Insurance and Kellerman Real Estate was started by my dad, Dale Kellerman, in the 1960s.
Watching our community evolve over time has given us cause to reminisce about the good old days. But then we see all the new energy that is pouring into our county and the Holton Town Square.
At Kellerman's, we reinvest our dollars and energies back into the community, organizations, and events.
Building your future on our past at Kellerman Real Estate
and Kellerman Insurance is something that we are proud of.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Justin, look back with you out of a timeout. Hiawatha's used three of them here in the first half, but down 15. Cole back in. Mitch Bryan's return. Here's a three by Alex Rocky. In and out. Looked like that one was going to drop. Perry pushing it ahead. Here's Dolman again in transition. Over to Robb, who's open. Passes up the three. Blew by Bryan. Goes around Kofelt and traveled with the basketball. Turnover number three on Perry. Hiawatha's got six turnovers here so far. Reset the Holthaus Auto House lineups. It's Alex Rocky, Trent Kolb, Mitch Bryan, Carson Gilbert, and Austin Kofelt, the starting five for the Redhawks here. Kolb to Rocky, left baseline. Long shot, no good. Kofelt with the board. Tough turnaround over ball. Won't go. And the rebound saved in for Perry. Williams controls it. Good hustle again by Dolman. Williams dribbles it ahead and will wait for his teammate to get across half court. And the pass from Dolman goes over to Brad Robb. Perry's made 4 3-point baskets in this game. 5:25 in the clock moving here in the second quarter. Robb drives, kicks. Williams to ball. Left side. Shot over Bryan. No. Rebounded by Mitch Bryan. Alex Rocky gets it. Now Kolb over to Gilbert. Thought about the three-point shot. Coach Gary Smith will call a different offensive set here against Perry's defensive zone now. Perry played a lot of man early, and they get a steal. Then Hiawatha gets it back. Kofelt able to regain control for the Redhawks, who are still down 15. 4:48 in the clock moving here in the second stanza. Perry really aggressive in that zone. They get another steal this time. Three on one. Ball to Robb. An easy layup. Robb's got seven. And the steal leads to a fast break. Nice pass there by Gunner Ball of Perry LeCompton. You got five guys that can handle the basketball as well as Perry does. Here's a three by Alex Rocky. That one's in and out. Boy, two tough breaks for Alex. Got a couple clean looks. Neither shot would go. Now the ball off the official and into the Perry bench. It'll be Perry LeCompton basketball. It is a 6-0 start to the second quarter after it was a 10-0 start to the first quarter for Perry LeCompton. They balloon this lead up to 17 points already. Ashton Rocky and Trent Kolb each have two fouls for the Redhawks. Brad Robb has two fouls for Perry. Ball looking for the cut. Now Williams pops out on the left wing to get it. He finds Robb. Blows by Gilbert. Kicks to Williams. Dawson back to the basket. Looking for help. Up top to Gunner Ball. Under 4 minutes to go here in the half. Ball dribbling against Gilbert. Drive and kick. Drive and kick. Kind of a four-out offense. And an offensive foul. Boy, if that's on Robb, it's his third. Drove and kicked, but they say he must have kind of leaned in there and shoved as he looked to penetrate the lane. And Brad Robb will have to set with his third foul, likely done for the half. Also, Caden Dolman out for a little breather. Seth Cooksey in for the first time, a 5'11 junior. So it's Cooksey and Tarwater that come off the Perry bench, joining starters Ball, Williams, and Parker Stone. Near side corner, an open three. Gilbert, that's in and out. Boy, the home rim's unkind here to the Redhawks. Have had a trio of three-pointers that look like were good, but rudely spun out of there. Williams, top of the key. Given a little room there, now picks up the dribble. Back to Parker Stone as this game's really slowed down. Cooksey on the right side. Hiawatha still man-to-man defensively, but not really pressuring the ball. Gilbert playing five steps off of Seth Cooksey. Ball's got it. He's given some room. Now a three-pointer by Williams switched in. First triple for Dawson Williams. Six three-pointers tonight now for Perry. And it is a 9-0 run here in the second quarter. The lead is up to 20 points for the Cause here on the road. Hiawatha didn't score in the first quarter for a few minutes and now hasn't scored in over 5.5 minutes of this second quarter. They turn it over again. Eight Redhawk turnovers. In transition, Tarwater to Ball, left block, kick out, three-pointer, Cooksey, no good. Rebound to Dawson Williams, over to Ball, right side, shot rolled off. Offensive board again, Williams no. And finally, Kofelt controls it And we got a foul here against Prairie LeCompton. Way high, Wapa struggling to get rebounds. They're going to get a 1-1, but Jared Swafford really clapping, applauding his team's effort there, going for the offensive boards. Well, walk to the other end for a 1-1, as that is team foul number 9 against Prairie LeCompton, the first personal on Seth Cooksey. And it'll be Austin Kofelt shooting the front end. Hiawatha's made 5 free throws in 8 attempts, and Kofelt makes that one. 6 points now for Austin Kofelt as Hiawatha scores to stop a 9-0 Prairie LeCompton run. They score with 2:14 left here in the half. And both free throws good by Austin Kofelt. Makes it 31-13. Just over 2 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Friday night basketball means the Community National Bank local high school basketball scoreboard show coming up following our broadcast tonight. Sabetha, the girls avenged the loss beating Royal Valley earlier this evening in Big 7 League play. Sabetha, the girls won. Final score was 44-33 over at Royal Valley. Nemaus Central girls atop the Big 7 League. They beat Holton 50-31. Here's a jumper, no good. In our game, Hiawatha girls beat Prairie LeCompton 51-35. Nice fake, and then Kofelt leans in and hits the shot. Austin Kofelt now with 9 points to lead the Redhawks. It's 31-15. Only Big 7 girls final we didn't get you tonight was Riverside and Jeff West. Marhill Mount Academy girls beat Horton 35-33. That was a close game. Boy, Horton girls have had a lot of close losses. We got a lane violation against Perry LeCompton. So turnover number 4 against Perry. Donovan West girls win again tonight, 70-44 over Lynn. Valley Heights beat Onega 54-29. It was Jeff West beating Riverside 56-39 in that other Big 7 League game. So that's all the Big 7 League finals from tonight. Under a minute to go, and Perry gets another steal up the court and an easy left-handed scoop shot by Seth Cooksey. He scores for the first time. And then another turnover by Hiawatha. Here's Dolman traveling with it. 33-15. Boy, Coach Swafford really loving the intensity that his team is playing with out there right now. Getting after it, going for the offensive rebounds, a lot of pressure D. Making some shots. Hiawatha breaks the pressure. Kofelt thought about a three. Now feeds Gilbert down low with an easy layup. Gilbert and Kofelt have combined for all the Hiawatha points. Kofelt with 9 and Gilbert with 8. But that's 17 for the Redhawks. Almost half as many as Perry, who holds for the final shot here with 20 seconds left in the second quarter. Williams holding it. Sends Tarwater to the low block. Cooksey pops up high. Cause put it in motion with 10 seconds left. Tarwater, nice find. Shot missed. Rebounded by Kofelt. He took it away from Cooksey. Pass ahead to Rocky in transition. Layup. No. Tip. Yes, I think they're going to count it. Yes, they do. The tip will maybe give Hiawatha just a bit of momentum running the court. Carson Gilbert gets the tip in there. As Hiawatha missed a layup, but his time was expiring and the ball coming off the rim. Carson Gilbert tips it in. So Gilbert and Kofelt combined for all 19 Hiawatha points. The Redhawks pretty fortunate to be down only 14 right now because they were down 20 just a little bit ago. Our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. Our halftime score, Perry Boys 33, Hiawatha 19. First half statistics and more coming up on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
If you take pride in your car, you don't want to leave it in the hands of someone who just doesn't care.
If you want your car to get the very best treatment and highest quality repair work with reasonable prices and honesty, there's only one place to go.
Ireland Custom Exhaust, just south of Fulton.
Since the 1950s, we have been treating our customers like family and working on your vehicles as if they were our own.
Next time you need any automotive repair, trust Ireland Custom Exhaust, located just south of Fulton on Highway 75.
The Morrill and James Bank would like to spotlight our Northeast Kansas commercial lending team. Hi, I'm David Crawford, Market President, and I have over 29 years of banking experience in production agriculture and cattle financing. Nick Harling has over 24 years of banking experience and specializes in production agriculture and commercial lending. We are here to help you with your commercial banking needs and help you with your financial goals. Please stop by a Morrill and James Bank location in Sabetha, Hiawatha, or Atchison today.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Show with studio engineer Seth Tollefson, Justin Flukeback with you. Perry LeCompton leads it in the boys' game, 33-19 at the break. They scored the first 10 points of the first quarter and then scored the first 9 points of the second quarter. Hiawatha led 22-11 at the end of one, and then that 9-0 run put them ahead 31-11. That was their biggest lead, a 20-point margin. Hiawatha gets it down to 14 here at the break, but Hiawatha with 9 turnovers, while Perry LeCompton only had 5, and the Cons were shooting it well from long range as they made 5 three-pointers, and Hiawatha did not make any three-point baskets in the first half. Perry LeCompton did have 10 fouls, a little bit of foul trouble, while Hiawatha had only 17 fouls in the first two quarters of play. Check all the individual statistics and numbers now, brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group. For year-round tax help that goes beyond just filing your tax return and tax preparation, trust the local experienced professionals that are on your side. It's the Optimized Tax Management Group with member firms Holton Tax Service, C. Mike Tankin and Kay Onler in Holton, or NEK Tax Services with Jacob Yanks and Gary Schlegel in Whitey. For the visiting Perry LeCompton Cons, they had 6 players score in the first half. Pretty good balance. Dawson Williams with 7. Caden Tarwater had 7. Also 7 for Brad Robb. 6 for Parker Stone. 4 for Caden Dolman. And 2 points for Seth Cooksey. Perry LeCompton was 2 of 2 at the line, hit the 5 threes, and they had 5 turnovers and 10 fouls. Brad Robb has 3 fouls here at the break. For Hiawatha, just 2 players scored. That's it. Carson Gilbert had 10 points. Austin Kofelt scored 9. And Hiawatha made 7 of 10 free throws. But make just 6 field goal shots in the first half and had those 9 turnovers. No threes for the Redhawks here at home this evening. Thus far, still a half to go. Perry LeCompton, 33. Hiawatha, 19 in our boys' game. Halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct. Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. If you want the best, you have to get out of town with the 110% price match guarantee. It's Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. Second half action, we'll look to the third quarter when we return here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking and Kay Ondler at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Gary Schlegel and Jacob Yinks at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group members, providing the help you need when you need it.
How is Jeannie Vincent's experience at Holt House Auto House?
I had a very pleasant buying experience with them. I dealt with Joe, and any questions I had, he answered me. He talked to me rather than through above me, around me, or I thought that was very respectful of him. I had a very pleasant experience. They gave me much more respect than a certain dealership that I've dealt with in Topeka in the past.
Our name means a great deal at Holt House Auto House.
See them online, too, at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com.
Hey, this is Nikki from the Pines in Holton. If you're looking for flexible scheduling and an amazing team to work with, please apply for a position at the Pines. CNA and CMA positions are available, offering competitive wages, night shift differential, supplemental health insurance benefits, paid time off, and more. Become a part of the Pines family by picking up an application at either location. For further information, check us out on Facebook, The Pines of Holton. At the Pines, it's our family caring for yours.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Getting closer to the third quarter. Welcome back to the Roundhouse with studio engineer Seth Tollefson. Justin Fluke with you. Talked a little bit earlier tonight as members of the Hiawatha journalism class joining us here and doing the video and the production for that tonight. Kiara did a little play-by-play during the second half or fourth quarter of the girls' game. And back to give it another little try, huh? You feel a little more confident now, Kiara?
Yes.
Well, like I said, score and time, you can't mention those two things enough. And it's definitely a little different doing radio play-by-play than it is video. But again, tell folks where your journalism class is streaming. If folks are just listening on radio right now, what's another way they can maybe watch the video feed with our broadcast as well?
Yeah, you can go on Rainbow Live. They give you a guest username and password that you can easily put in there and watch the game at home.
All right, so that's where we're at here as we get set for the third quarter. And what'd you think of the first half of the boys' game? Got any comments or thoughts as you watched the first 16 minutes there?
Well, the Kaws offense was moving pretty quickly, and we just have to keep up with them. We're having a little trouble with that right now. They got a pretty good lead on us.
Yeah, kind of a quick start to the first quarter and a quick start to the second quarter for Perry LeCompton. They lead 33-19 here at halftime. Another big difference was Perry making 5 3-pointers, and Hiawatha couldn't make any of their three-point shots. They had 3 or 4 that I thought were going down. Alex Rocky missed 2 in a row that were halfway down and coughed up, and just couldn't get the three-point shots to stick. Perry LeCompton boys have won 3 consecutive games after starting the year 1-3. They then went 4-1 in their next 5, and they've had all those close games that we've talked about this season. Hiawatha has gone 1-1 in their last couple of games. They beat Troy with a fourth quarter comeback last Thursday on the road. And then Friday night fell at home to Holton 65-36. By the way, the Holton boys playing some pretty good basketball. They lead Nemaha Central at halftime in Seneca 16-7. Nemaha boys with 7 points at halftime. So Kiera's going to join me with a little play-by-play when Hiawatha has the basketball here in the third quarter.
All right, pass was made to Austin Kofelt. They're fighting over the ball right now. And
jump ball as Perry will get it. Hiawatha had the ball to start the second half, so a jump ball there, and it'll be Perry LeCompton basketball. Perry moving right to left with the road blues on here in the second half. We'll reset the Holt House Auto House starting lineup. Dawson Williams, Gunner Ball, Parker Stone, Brad Robb, and Braden Dolman. Robb has 3 fouls. Perry has great balance on the offensive end. Hiawatha playing a man-to-man defense. Here's Dawson Williams getting free. Three-point shot, no good. The follow by Parker Stone won't go. Ball then is tied up with Mitch Bryant, and we got another jump ball. This time Hiawatha will get it. The Redhawks down by 14. Full court pressure by Perry LeCompton, so Hiawatha has to handle the basketball. They had 9 turnovers in the first half.
All right, Austin Kofelt passes it out to Carson. Dribbles it around the outside to Trent.
Perry kind of playing a softer man-to-man defense, not really pressuring the ball on the perimeter. Here's Iwatha's offense right now all behind the three-point line.
Close pass by Trent to Alex. There's a turnover.
Gunner Ball, great anticipation, getting the steal there for Perry LeCompton. And he was fouled before he had a chance to convert. On the fast break, foul on the floor, so no free throws. Personal against Mitch Bryan of Hiawatha. That's his first foul, and Perry will have it here underneath their own goal. 6 minutes, 30 seconds left to go, third quarter. Stone inbounds the ball, who ran over, and a charge as Mitch Bryan takes a charge for the second time here tonight. Second personal on Gunner Ball. Brad Robb has 3 for Hiawatha. Trent Kolb and Ashton Rocky each have 2 personal fouls.
Hiawatha back with the ball. See what they can do here.
Kofelt called for the travel, so that's 2 turnovers by Hiawatha. They just can't give away possessions. Trying to play catch-up, they were down by as many as 20 in the first half and currently down 14. Brad Robb to ball. Hiawatha starting 5 as well. Kolb, Alex Rocky, Kofelt, Mitch Bryan, and Carson Gilbert. Lineup reset, all brought to you by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. Online at holthouseautohouse.com. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? Dawson Williams able to drive and get a shot in the lane. Missed it, but Dolman rebounds, and then he's shoved, and this foul's against Hiawatha. I think it's on Trent Kolb, which would be his 3rd personal, and indeed it is. Gary Smith looking at his bench. Both teams only played a couple off the bench in the first half. Perry went 3 deep. Kolb does stay in with 3 personal fouls. Ball to Williams, right elbow. Up top to Robb. Gilbert defending him. Kind of a triangle and 2 defense here. A shot no good. Rebounded by Williams. He missed it. Several offensive rebounds for Perry, but no points that time.
That was rebounded by Austin Kofelt to Trent to the inside by Mitch, and that is turned over to the Cause.
Shot was blocked. Now the Cause hustle ahead from right to left. Robb up top to Williams. So it's a triangle and 2. Hiawatha did this a little bit, even played a box and 1 the first meeting against Perry LeCompton. So the triangle has Gilbert at the foul line, and here's a 3-pointer missed by Robb. Kofelt and Alex Rocky down low. Now the ball knocked free and into the hands of Parker Stone, who lays it in. So you know that guy a little bit, huh? Parker Stone?
Yes, he's my cousin, actually.
He gets his 8th point of the night. And another Hiawatha turnover as Gilbert lost the ball from behind. But then Dolman's called for the travel as Perry gives it right back. Ashton Rocky in. Trent Kolb now goes out with those 3 fouls with 4:45 to go in the third quarter. It's 35-19. Perry LeCompton has never trailed in this game after scoring the first 10 after the start.
Again, they're passing it around on the outside. Trying to put some points on the board. Carson Gilbert passes to Austin Kofelt. He makes a good 2-pointer there.
So 11 points for Kofelt and a timeout by Coach Gary Smith. Hiawatha still has only 2 players that have scored in this game. Kofelt 11 and Gilbert 10, and they're 21. Not enough to match Perry at the moment as the Cause have 35. 4 minutes and 30 seconds left here in this third quarter. Our timeout's courtesy of Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Find many flavors and options to choose from. You can actually ship the popcorn worldwide as well. from the website popcorngifts.net. Royal Valley boys leading Sabetha 30-16. Told you the Holton boys ahead of Nemaha 16-7. We'll have all the final scores tonight during the Community National Bank Local High School Basketball Scoreboard Show with Seth Tollefson. The Jacksonites girls beat McLeod 58-44. Told you earlier the Mariel Mount Academy girls got a 2-point win over Horton tonight. Centralia girls beat Clifton Clyde 36-33. Perry with the basketball. They'll move right to left. Rob to ball. Still out there is Williams and Stone and Dolman for Coach Jared Swafford. Williams in the lane. Shot over Kofelt. No good. Rebound tipped, and Ashton Rocky has it. Without the dribble, needs some help. He finds Alex. Halfway point of the third quarter. 4 minutes to go. It's 35-21. Perry on top.
Trying to find somebody open here. Carson finds Mitch. Couple dribbles to Ashton, to Alex, and he misses the two-pointer.
Rebounded by Gunner Ball. Good ball movement there for Hiawatha. Just couldn't get the shot to fall. It's been a rough shooting night for the Redhawks here this evening. Dawson Williams defended by Gilbert in that triangle and two. Here's a shot by Rob that spins out. No team struggling to put it in. 2 points scored by both teams here in this third quarter with almost 5 minutes gone by.
Austin Kofelt drives to the basket. He gets a shot at the line.
Kofelt has made 4 of 6 free throws in this game and going to get 2 more here after the second personal foul against Dawson Williams.
First shot is no good.
Kofelt returning after missing the last few games. We noted earlier. Hiawatha now 7 of 11 at the line.
Second shot he makes. Paws with the ball.
12 points for Austin Kofelt. Perry's lead is 13. Closest Hiawatha's really been here in a while. Perry hasn't been able to convert, keep scoring on the offensive end after a 22-point first quarter to give him a early double-digit lead. We're spreading out the basketball here against this triangle and two. Again, Brian and Kofelt down low, and Brian at the top of the key, and Coach Jared Swafford continue up 13, just spreading them out to the four corners. He said they've worked on the triangle and two and the box and one because they saw that against Hiawatha the first meeting of the year, which was a Perry one-point win in early January. Rob dribbles and kicks it out again with Gilbert, the only man up there to defend. You can drive and kick pretty easily here on the perimeter if you're Perry LeCompton. I hear somebody humming the Jeopardy theme song as we get a foul against Hiawatha, and I think Gary Smith's going to change it up a little bit now defensively. Maybe match up full man-to-man. Caden Tarwater coming in for the cause. Perry will keep the basketball. That foul on Carson Gilbert is his first. 3 fouls on Hiawatha, 2 on Perry here in this third quarter. 2 minutes to go in the quarter. Tarwater to the high post, Stone. Oh, he had a backdoor cut there to Williams, but didn't see him. Tarwater, long lob pass, tipped and stolen away by Mitch Bryant.
Ashton passes it over to Alex, and he pushes it out of bounds.
So the Redhawks give it back there. They couldn't score in transition. The pass too far ahead of Alex Rocky, who will head to the bench. Colbert returns. That's 13 turnovers now against Hiawatha. 13-point game, 35-22, with a minute 40 left here in the third quarter. Kolb jumps out on Brad Robb. That's number 2 guarding number 2. No Perry players are in double-digit scoring tonight. Iowata has only two guys that have scored this evening, and they both surpassed 10 points. There's a kick by Ashton Rocky as Perry will keep the ball with a minute 19 to go. Does it feel like at all that things are starting to return to normal in your classroom and activity settings? Here's a three by Tarwater. He can answer that in a moment. He missed it, but Dawson Williams rebounds, goes up, and score. Dawson Williams now has nine. That's second chance points. We'll get back to that question in a minute. I'll let you do some play-by-play here.
All right. Passing around on the outside. The pass is made to Austin Kofelt. He misses the two-pointer.
Gets fouled and will go to the line. So what is it like as a student? I mean, is anything starting to feel more like normal?
I mean, now that students actually have a chance to go to some basketball games, it's starting to feel a little bit back to normal. As of now, we're going to have prom, or going to try to have prom. So things are slowly getting back to the way they were, but still not quite the same.
We'll take progress, I guess, any way we can get it. Kofelt missed the first free throw, but he made the second one. So he's got 13 points, and it's 37-23 here in the final 50 seconds of the third quarter. Rob finds Williams high post, looks for a couple cutters, nothing there. Now Rob flips it over to Tarwater on the right wing. Tarwater fakes and leans into the shot and banks it in off the glass. Caden Tarwater has nine off the Perry bench.
Last 30 seconds of the third quarter. Redhawks are going to try to put up some points. That is pushed out of bounds by Dawson Williams.
Iwata trying to get it to Kofelt. That's kind of been their offense. They've been trying to work it into Austin. Has had a nice game with 13 points.
Going to try again with about 20 seconds left. Ashton tries to pass to Austin.
I think they call a foul. Is that ball, nobody could get any control of it. It went out of bounds, but Tarwater and Kolb were both fighting for it for each team, and I guess they call a foul on Trent Kolb, and that's going to be his fourth personal. Another Hiawatha turnover as Kolb has to go to the bench, and Perry's got 16 seconds here to get a shot up. They lead by 16 points. So Rob will try to set something up here. Tarwater. High post, Williams finds a baseline cutter. Tarwater lakes the layup. Caden Tarwater, the first con, double digits with 11. A half-court shot by Ashton Rocky. High off the rim, no good. And we head to the fourth. It's Perry LeCompton, 41, and Hiawatha boys, 23. 1 minute timeout on FM 103.9, KNZA.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Have you heard? Family Practice Associates is now named Holton Family Medicine, Hoyt Family Medicine, and Wetmore Family Medicine. While it's a new name, we are still dedicated to providing quality care to our friends and neighbors. We are still personally invested in your communities, serving you through compassion and knowledgeable health care. We are still here to show you the difference between treatment and care. Count on Holton, Hoyt, Wetmore, Family Medicine to provide personalized care with hometown heart. Quality care, close to home.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to the Roundhouse, our final quarter of the night. We start the fourth period with Perry LeCompton boys leading 41-23. They've led by as many as 20, currently up 18 here in the fourth. Dawson Williams, Brad Robb, Tarwater, Stone, and Dolman. And the jumper by Dawson Williams is good, so he's now got 11 points. Tarwater has 11 points.
Carson Gilbert goes up for the shot and air balls. Austin gets the rebound, puts it back up for 2 points.
Beautiful play-by-play by Emma, who now joins us from the Iowatha Journalism class doing the live video feed. And now a little play-by-play. Nice try by Parker Stone to the basket. He scores and now has 10. It's 40.
Ashton Rocky brings it down, passes it to Alex, who passes it right back to Ashton.
Yeah, you'll get dizzy if you try to keep up with every pass for those brothers going back and forth there.
Carson now has the ball, looks to go in, goes for the layup and makes it.
Tough shot, but Carson Gilbert able to finish. He's now got 12 points, and still only two Hiawatha players have scored. Carson Gilbert with 12, Austin Kofelt with 15. Hiawatha man-to-man defensively. Tarwater's got it. Driving is Parker Stone. Jump shot around Gilbert, no good, but Hiawatha lost it out of bounds. Redhawks lineup is Mitch Bryan, Ashton, and Alex Rocky. Also Austin Kofelt and Carson Gilbert. And checking in for Perry is Ty Williams, a sophomore. 6:33 to go in the game. Lob to Williams. Back down low to Dolman. Out to Tarwater. That's a three-pointer, and he swished it in. Caden Tarwater putting together a career night. He's got 14 this evening.
Ashton Rocky brings down the ball, passes it to Alex, who drives in and gets the shot.
So somebody besides Gilbert and Kofelt scores as Alex Rocky, tough runner there, gets his first two of the night. Makes it 48-29. 6 minutes remaining. Williams drives and is fouled. So, Emma, I'll ask you the same question I asked Kiera. What's your impression after a few months of kind of getting used to and getting the live broadcast going? What's been the hardest part? What have you enjoyed most about the process so far?
I think what I've enjoyed most is that we get to come to the games, actually, since it's limited attendance. And then the worst part, or not the worst part, but one of the hardest parts would probably be the scoreboard. Just keeping up with the time and everything.
Yeah. Foul here will send Parker Stone to the free throw line. Foul was the third one on Mitch Bryan. Hiawatha's sixth foul since halftime. And the free throw good for Parker Stone. So the scoring for Perry has Tarwater with 14, Stone with 11, Williams with 11, and Brad Robb with 7. Second free throw Stone. He got them both. He's a near 80% free throw shooter. Those two are perfect. Perry's made all four of their free throw attempts tonight.
Skip pass to Alex Rocky, who shoots the three, and it bounces back to him. When he gets the rebound, he goes in and gets the 2 points.
Nice play-by-play, Emma, as Alex Rocky, with his own miss, able to follow and score his second straight field goal. Perry now ahead 50-31. Williams dribbling, Bryan, and the Redhawk defense scrambling. Here's the kick out and a three for Ty Williams. That's short, out of bounds off Perry. The Cons have made 6 3-point baskets now in this game.
Carson Gilbert dribbling around the three, dribbles in for the layup, and it goes through.
And a timeout called as Gilbert now has 14 points. Hiawatha getting some finishes now close to the basket, able to score a little bit easier, but they're trying to climb a mountain at this point with 5:15 to go, trailing by 17 points. It's 50-33. Kiera joined us earlier. Emma joins us now, the Hiawatha Journalism class, learning the broadcasting part of the live video stream for Hiawatha home games this season. So any talk for this spring? Are you going to try to do, like, any live streams of any baseball, softball, anything else?
I think we talked about baseball, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely not track, probably. I don't know how you'd do that, really.
I can't do it either, so it's okay. Don't worry about track. We do some updates, but, yeah, play-by-play is pretty tough, especially if you're, like, broadcasting the 2 mile or something.
Yeah.
So. Full court pressure now by Hiawatha out of this timeout. If Perry LeCompton can take care of the basketball, they've turned it over only 8 times tonight. Hiawatha has 16 turnovers. Here's a three by Dawson Williams after breaking the press. It's an air ball. Might have been a pass for Parker Stone. He went up and couldn't quite catch it cleanly to get a shot off. And now we're under 5 minutes remaining. Alex Rocky, 3-pointer. Kofelt falls it up and in. Sorry, that was your play-by-play, Emma. I'll shut up. I'm not used to it. Kofelt now with 17 points for Hiawatha. And Alex Rocky's had like four three-pointers tonight that have been halfway down and somehow spun out of it. Red Hawks down 15 now with 4.5 minutes to go. Yeah, with the band here and the dance team and the cheerleaders, I mean, I feel like we have a decent atmosphere and a few more parents and family members now allowed as well. So, I mean, you're right, it's not quite normal, but it does feel like progress and certainly makes things a little more exciting. I'm sure your students are antsy to take advantage of any opportunity you get, right?
Yeah, exactly. Ashton Rocky takes the ball down, passes it to Alex, who looks down and passes it back out to Austin, who shoots the three, and it bounces out. And there is a jump ball called.
4:14 left to go in the game, and I'm with you, Emma. I thought that was a jump ball, but apparently they called a foul against Hiawatha on Austin Kofelt. Hiawatha still not made a three-point shot in this game. They've been over despite some good looks. And that was the seventh foul against Hiawatha. So Caden Dolman gets a 1-1 for Perry at the other end and missed it short.
Carson Gilbert gets the rebound, dribbling it down, takes the shot, and it bounces out.
Rebounded by Dawson Williams. Now Stone wants to run. Perry moving right to left, leading by 15. Half of the fourth quarter gone by. Nice spin move by Ball, and he's fouled as he spun back to the left block and will head to the free throw line to shoot a couple. Eight fouls now against Hiawatha. A couple subs coming in here for the Redhawks after that foul, the second on Carson Gilbert. Gunner Ball hasn't scored in this game. His first free throw of the night is in there, and it gives him a point. Gunner, a 51% foul shooter, averaging 10 points and 8.5 rebounds per night. He's the sixth different Perry LeCompton player to score in this game. Lead back up to 16. Second free throw is good. Perry is 6 of 7 at the line.
Trent Cole taking it down the court this time. Looks to pass to Alex, who passes it to Carson. Going around the top of the key. Alex now has the ball, dribbles in, passes out to Austin, who shoots the three, and it bounces back. Perry with the rebound.
Williams chased it down in the corner. Now long pass ahead to Rob, but he didn't catch it cleanly. Missed the layup, got his own miss, and banked it in as Brad Robb now has 9 points as well.
Hiawatha coming back down the court. Pass to Brant Barnhill, who passes it back up to Carson.
Barnhill, a sophomore, in there for the first time on the varsity court tonight.
Around the top of the key, Carson dribbles in, passes out to Brant Barnhill. He gives it to Trent for the three, and it's no good.
Rebound by Gunner Ball. Again, Perry pushes it. Here's Robb in transition against Kofelt and fouled. Brad Robb heading to the line. Austin Kofelt will pick up this foul. That is his third with 3 minutes and 1 second remaining. Perry going to be in the double bonus the rest of the way with the chance to push this lead past 20. Two free throws for Brad Robb. First one is good. So Rob becomes the fourth different Perry LeCompton player to score in double digits tonight. Rob has 10, Williams 11, Stone 12, and Tarwater leading Perry with 14. ...55-35, matching the largest lead of the night for Perry, and both free throws good for Brad Rob.
With 3 minutes left on the clock, Carson Gilbert brings it down the court. Passes it to Alex Rocky, who shoots the three, and it's good.
Finally, three-pointer stays down for Alex Rocky. That one kind of rattled the rim a bit, but it did drop. Alex has 7 points here in the fourth quarter. Dolman coast-to-coast with the layup for Caden Dolman.
Hiawatha coming back on offense. Alex gets the ball and brings it in for an easy layup.
Nice baseline drive. Alex Rocky now with 9 points here in the fourth quarter, and he commits a foul. As for Hiawatha, they've been able to get the offense going, but Perry's been quick to get it to the other end and have an answer on the other side. It'll be Parker Stone going to the free throw line for Perry this time. Hiawatha with 10 fouls. Gunner Ball out, Caden Dolman out, as Dawson Williams and Ty Williams check back in here for Perry. 58-40. Stone's free throw is no good. So Brad Robb, 80%, Parker Stone, 78%, and Dawson Williams has made 15 of 16 free throws this season. That's like 94%. This Perry team makes most of their free throw opportunities. And the second one good there for Parker Stone gives him 13 points tonight.
Trent Cole dribbling down the court, tries to do a skip pass, but it is deflected.
Stolen by Stone, who goes up, missed the layup off the glass, but rebounded, missed by Williams. Dawson, another try, and it rolls in and drops. Dawson Williams now at 13. Seems like Perry's getting a lot of offensive rebounds and second-chance tries. Three, missed by Alex Rocky, and then off the leg of Gunner Smith before it went out of bounds off Hiawatha.
Austin Kofelt going in for Carson Gilbert.
2:04 remaining. Perry LeCompton up 61-40. They've had a few games over 60 points this season, and there's a transition shot missed by Robb. And stepping out of bounds, Hiawatha when they had the ball, so Perry's going to keep it here. We're under 2 minutes to go. Perry has already scored 20 points in this fourth quarter. Hiawatha's put up 17. This has been their best scoring quarter as well. Player to Bank On, brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company, downtown Hiawatha, coming up during our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show. Perry content to work a little clock now with the 21-point lead. Justin Fluke joined by some of the Hiawatha journalism students on the broadcast tonight. Emma on the mic right now is very content to keep this clock rolling. Balance for Perry tonight. Four guys scoring between 11 and 14 points each. Hiawatha's had big nights from Carson Gilbert and Austin Kofelt. Now Alex Rocky's kind of come to life here in the fourth quarter, but they're the only three guys that have scored for the Redhawks. Perry continues to keep control of the basketball as we will go under a minute remaining. Any foul would mean two free throws for Perry LeCompton. Kofelt deflected it into the backcourt. Brad Robb has it. Perry's out to clear their bench if there's another dead ball here in the final 40 seconds. Cavs will have their fourth win in a row, and they'll improve to 10-7 on the year. And here's a foul on Austin Kofelt that'll give Dawson Williams a couple of free throws. So Dawson Williams has made 15 of 16 free throws this season. Going to get two tries here. See if he can remain the best in the Big 7 shooting free throws. First one is good. As Perry finishes clearing their bench, all the starters except Williams have now been pulled out of the game. Dawson's second free throw. I missed it.
Austin Kofelt with the rebound, passes it to Trent, who brings it down, who passes it down left to Brandt, who drives in and shoots it, but it goes out.
Perry with the rebound. We're down to 25 seconds to go. Tarwaters had a big night, 14 points for Perry LeCompton, and another foul here on Barnhill. So Tarwater will have a chance to add to his 14-point night, one of his best offensive outputs of the season. Tarwater is one of four seniors on this Perry LeCompton squad. First free throw of the night for Caden, and he missed it. 19 seconds left. Trying to take over Dawson Williams for the team-high scoring honors tonight. Dawson's got 14, and Tarwater's got 14. And there it is, second free throw good. Caden Tarwater with 15 points tonight.
Trent Cole bringing it down, goes straight for the three, which is no good. Austin Kofelt gets the rebound, puts it right back up, and bounces out. Again, he puts it back up, and it goes in this time.
Austin Kofelt has 19 points. Huge night. Now a steal and a basket by Trent Kolb, and that'll end the game. Our final score, 63-44. Perry LeCompton wins the boys' game to complete a split. Emma, nice job. Very good. I appreciate you joining us, and good luck the rest of the season. Emma did some great play-by-play there. We'll got post-game player to bank on final stats all coming up next as we'll wrap up the Roundhouse broadcast here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Chris Seymour, owner agent of B Outdoors Real Estate. I got in the real estate market because I was already working with a lot of buyers and sellers, and just kind of following my passion with the outdoors, it just made sense to go get a license and further that and help other people. Our website, beoutdoors.com. Design is state-of-the-art. It's in-house. We create it. We are up-to-date in technology. We're motivated. We're up-to-date with social media. Other companies are just kind of stagnant. They haven't changed. We're just not going to settle and be stagnant. Beoutdoors.com.
Anderson Meats in Troy wants you to know they are scheduling livestock processing appointments in June. Call them at 785-985-2292 to schedule processing for your livestock. Anderson Meats at Troy are growing and looking forward to giving you top-notch service for meat processing. Curtis and Janelle, thank you for your business. Anderson Meats in Troy, south on Last Chance Road. Call 785-985-2292. 785-985-2292.
A field is never just a field.
Mammoth Sports Construction guarantees their workmanship. They've made it their mission to produce the best sports fields available for those that they serve. They are focused on the work that goes into each field so your team can focus on what happens on the field. Mammoth Sports Construction never takes a relationship or a promise for granted. They know there's just too much on the line. To view previous work and how Mammoth Turf can help you, visit online at mammothturf.com.
Hi, this is Mick from Citizen State Bank in Hiawatha. Every day, banks touch every corner of our lives. They support us as we turn life's goals into accomplishments. Goals like going to college, opening a small business, buying a home, planning a wedding, or having a baby. From your first car to a new life after retirement, Citizen State Bank is here for all your life's milestones. Call or come see us today. Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back with you one final time. Studio engineer Seth Tollefson, Justin Fluke with you. Seth will host the scoreboard show coming up in a bit. Split tonight, but a season sweep as Hiawatha girls beat Perry twice this season, and the Hiawatha boys fall to Perry Lecompton again here tonight. Final score in the boys' game, Perry 63, Hiawatha 44. It was a 10-0 run to start the game by the Cons. They led 22-11 at the end of one quarter, then went on a 9-0 run to begin the second frame and had a 20-point lead at 31-11. Perry Lecompton never really looked back, and Hiawatha never got any closer than double digits deficit the rest of the game. Both teams kind of came to life in the fourth quarter. Perry still won that fourth quarter, 22-21, but considering Hiawatha had 23 total points in the first three quarters, they did kind of finish the game pretty strong there, getting 21 in the final 8 minutes. Maybe something to build on as they will be back at it tomorrow night. Hiawatha girls and boys both playing at Royal Valley. Hiawatha boys also have a makeup game at Centralia on Monday. That's boys only. And then both Hiawatha girls and boys hosting Sabetha next Tuesday. Perry Lecompton just two games left, and both at home. Perry will host Sabetha and Holton on Monday and Tuesday next week to conclude their regular season. Let's check the final stats of this boys' game. They're brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group for year-round tax help that goes beyond filing your tax return and tax preparation. Trust the local experienced professionals that are on your side throughout the year. It's the Optimized Tax Management Group with member firms Holton Tax Service. See Mike Tankin and Kay Onler in Holton, or any K Tax Services with Jacob Yingst and Gary Schlegel just west of Whiting. For the visiting Cons, we've talked about it quite a bit, but really good balance here tonight as Perry has four guys score between 11 and 15. They were led by Caden Tarwater, and no doubt he's our Citizen State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha player to bank on. Tarwater came in, folks, averaging 2 points per game. He exploded tonight, 15 to lead Perry Lecompton, including two of the six made three-point baskets for the Cause. Tarwater got that late free throw to finish with 15. By the way, Perry made 11 of 15 free throws in this game as well. After Tarwater, our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha player to bank on with 15 points, it was Dawson Williams scoring 14. That's well above his season average as well. Dawson only averages about 5 a game, but he got 14. Parker Stone had 13 tonight. Brad Robb chipped in 11. Caden Dolman had 6, and it was 2 points apiece for Seth Cooksey and Gunnar Ball. As mentioned, Perry, 11 of 15 free throws, made 6 threes, only had 9 turnovers total. And with the win, they're now 10-7 on the season, and the Perry boys have won 4 consecutive games, starting to peak, build a little momentum here at the right time with the regular season wrapping up next week. For Hiawatha, man, it was just 2 guys that scored through the first 3 quarters. Finally got a little bit of help in the fourth as Trent Kolb scored 2 points in the final seconds, and Alex Rocky came alive with 9 in the fourth quarter, including Hiawatha's one and only made 3-point basket tonight. But the 2 guys that led the way for the Redhawks, Carson Gilbert with 14, and a big night, Austin Kofelt scored 19 after missing some time out with concussion protocol and missed the last few games and only averaging 9 points a night. But Kofelt got 19 here this evening. Hiawatha pretty good shooting free throws as well, 9 of 14 for the Redhawks from the free throw line. But 17 turnovers on Hiawatha, so about double as many turnovers, and only 1 3-point basket, and the Redhawks dropped to 4-13 with the loss tonight. Hiawatha just 1 win in the Big 7. That came against Sabetha, a team they'll face next Tuesday after they play at Royal Valley tomorrow and against Centralia on Monday. Again, the boys' final, Perry Lecompton 63, Hiawatha 44. The girls' game tonight, Hiawatha won that one 51-35. Hiawatha got 18 points from Clara Lindstrom in the victory. The Hiawatha girls get their 10th win of the year, just like the Perry Lecompton boys did here tonight. 51-35, Hiawatha wins the girls' game, and Perry takes the boys' game 63-44. That'll wrap it up for us, but stay tuned for the Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show with Seth Tollefson running through all the area scores. They're becoming more and more important because sub-state seeding, the final league standings, and, of course, the momentum and confidence on the line here down the stretch as well. My appreciation to Kiara and Emma, a couple girls joining us tonight, and their first time to try some play-by-play and do a little radio broadcasting as part of the Hiawatha journalism class that took over the live video streaming for all the Hiawatha home events. And we were part of their broadcast with the video feed and our KNZA radio broadcast tonight as well. Thanks to Kiera and Emma, did a fantastic job for never having done that before. For studio engineer Seth Tollefson, this has been Justin Fluke. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Good night and have a great weekend.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For a free insurance review, visit local shelter agents Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com Equal housing lender.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
Hi, I'm Brad Kozlowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang.